are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with just the click of a button. Once downloaded, you can load the presentation on your iPod or MP3 player, or make your own CD and listen in your truck. Monthly subscribers also have access to literally hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. The cost is only $24.95 per month to be a member, or you can purchase this individual presentation as a physical CD for $18.95 or download it immediately to your computer for only $9.95. Now, let's listen to the first few minutes of this month's presentation.
I want to begin this session today by asking a question. And the question is this: what is the most difficult part, the most challenging part of your role as a supervisor, as a manager, and as a potential leader? What's the challenge that offers you the most concern? What's the thing that keeps you awake at night sometimes? When I've asked that question to audiences all over the country, I've gotten all kinds of responses. I've heard people say, well, Phil, I need to be a better visionary leader. I need to be able to see into the future more. Can you help me with that? I've had other people say, help me be more decisive, or show me how to be better organized in terms of the activity that I'm involved. I've had even other people say, help me manage my time. Help me manage my stress. Help me set better goals and objectives for my audiences. Well, there's all kinds of challenges that we certainly face as managers and supervisors. There's no question about that. But the single most often received plea, if you will, that I've received over the years is, Phil, help me motivate my people. As managers, supervisors, and as I said, aspiring leaders, we all certainly recognize the need for effective motivation and the impact that motivation has in an organization. But the challenge, again, is how do we motivate people? How do we get people to do more and to do better and to be more concerned about what they're doing? Well, when I get that question, and I've received it hundreds of times over the years, when I get that question, I have to answer them as I am saying to you right now. I can't. Now, I don't mean to be discouraging, but let's be honest. I can't help you motivate someone to do something that they want. That they don't want to do. I can't, you can't, no one can motivate someone to do something that they simply don't want to do. Now, as discouraging as that may seem, that does not mean that people don't do things they don't want to do. I very often will make the statement just made, you can't motivate anybody to do anything that they don't want to do, and I'll have a manager or I'll have a supervisor say, no, wait a minute, Phil. See, you're wrong there, because just yesterday, I had a situation where I told an employee to do something, and they weren't motivated, but I'm going to tell you something, I motivated them. They ended up doing exactly what I wanted them to do. Well, listen carefully, folks. There's a difference between motivation and manipulation. Motivation, of course, is getting someone to do something they want to do. Manipulation, on the other hand, is getting them to do what you want them to do and bringing the pressure to bear that will, in fact, force them to do it. You know, as we talk about motivation, I believe in motivation. Even though I don't believe you can get people to do things they don't want to do, I do believe that motivation is real. So let me give you a working definition of motivation that will sort of set the tone for what we're going to talk about for the rest of our time together today. Here's the definition. People are not motivated by what they have. Now, let me say that again because that's so important. People are not motivated by what they have. Instead, they are motivated by what they don't have and yet have determined that they want or need. People are not motivated by what they have. They are motivated by what they don't have and yet have determined that they want or need. Now, think about that for a second, because that throws into question a couple of things that many of us have done over the years. For example, in an attempt to motivate people, how many times have we said, well, you better be happy you've got a job. Or you got a raise last month or last year, didn't you? In hopes and in belief that that somehow is going to motivate people to do more and to be more encouraged and more enthused about what they do. Well, the reality of it is they are thankful.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you are already a subscriber, simply log in and get access to the full program. If you would like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but access to several hundred other programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed directly to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.